My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling and delightful star of the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. That's assuming that occupiers haven't occupied the Reagan Building. And you can also find them online at capsteps.com. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. You better believe those occupiers are using the Reagan Building restrooms, that's for sure.
At least they should be.
They are. It's right across the street. It really is. It's quite a tense city there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully they're buying some tickets, although that would be capitalism of some sort, I think. So I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, I don't think they're buying tickets. I guess that's possible, but you know they need to shower.
That's all right. Don't want to drive away the rest of your audience. So what else is new with you guys this week? You enjoying the rise of Newt Gingrich?
I'm enjoying the rise of Newt Gingrich, and I'm enjoying the ongoing gift that is Herman Cain. I don't know if you saw the Fox video this week of him trying to learn how to say things in the Cuban language.
Yes, he was eating something at a Cuban, I don't know if it was a restaurant or some sort of festival, but he said, how do you say delicious in Cuban?
That's like Dan Quayle going to Latin America and trying to speak Latin to them.
That's right. Yeah, I think Barack Obama one time said he was proud of how well folks have adapted in Austria, and the Austrian language is something that's really, really impressive. So apparently for politicians, that's not something they're real good at.
And Australian would be even better if he had said that.
Yeah, exactly. But, the president comes back from this long Asian trip, and he looks overseas, and he's got new heads of states in two of these countries really dealing with debt crises in Greece and Italy.
Right, and as you know, Berlusconi is out, and we were actually thinking about that last week because we've had a Berlusconi song for a few months. I think we're going to play it today, but we were thinking, like, well, what's next for Berlusconi? And we decided that if there's the Italian National Restaurant Association, he should definitely go there. So with that in mind, this is the song that we did when Berlusconi was kind of first involved in some of his scandals, and it's a nostalgic look at that.
Yes, here's probably what Berlusconi will best be remembered for.
The Italians have found their prime minister is a hound, and the people have started to jest that things are not running great, and the trains are so late, they should give them a pregnancy test. When your moon hits my eye, who's a hands-on type guy? Berlusconi, who likes spicy meatballs and girls who are on call. Berlusconi, Italy's minister of sleaze, getting dates with ease, spreading STDs each place we sat. And you know that I won't say woe if a lot of hoes visit Silvio in my Fiat. Oh, the tabloids are mean. I swear she was 18. It's baloney to complain to the press. I just call my own desk on the phone. Though I wear shiny suits like sopranos whose first name is Tony, who looks best covered in 22-year-old twins. Berlusconi.
Oh, Elena, that's quite a legacy. I don't know if you can get two CDs out of him, maybe even three like you did with Bill Clinton, but if you were in Italy, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, it's kind of rare we're able to make fun of European leaders and people who actually know about it here, so that's been a good one.
I bet you get a great response to that song.
Yeah, so it's time to bring Newt back as the star of the Capitol Steps show, I guess. We're going to have to figure out what's next with him, huh?
Yeah, dust off a whole Newt world from back when he rose
that's
to speaker.
Right, actually. that's what we'll do next. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I might need a little bit of rewriting there. It's been about 15, 16 years. But
he is trying to portray himself as a Washington outsider, even though he was the Speaker of the House.
I guess he's not even really been outside of Washington since he left office, but I don't know. We'll see.
Stranger things have been claimed. So.
Yes, no doubt about that. Well, that gives you even more fun fodder. I know last week you endorsed Rick Perry for his debate gaffe, but Newt might be another gift that keeps giving. We'll see here.
It's so hard to decide. Don't make us choose.
Exactly. Well, Virginia doesn't vote for a while, so I'm sure the field will be whittled down by then. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. You can also learn more about their work online at capsteps.com and get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.